Good morning and welcome to tea time. Yes, I'm just made myself a cup of tea and I put it into a cup that has a message written on the side of it. And the message says, "You can do it." And underneath it is positivity. And that's the last syllable is T-E-A. Not T-Y. Positivity. You can do it. Well, I was able to pull a crumpled envelope yesterday morning. Rectangular. Slim. Out of the letterbox in the front of my hallway. And I nearly threw it away. I thought, oh no, another one of these envelopes telling me that something is going to happen and it's all irrelevant. It won't make any difference to me. And I opened it. It was from a company called Aviva. Now, I have car insurance with Aviva. So the first thing I thought of was, oh, it's my car insurance. They're a bit early there, sending me something about my car insurance. Because I don't need to renew that until about December. And then I got a huge shock. Because the first line in this one pager said, "You need to know that if we don't hear from you before your 75th birthday," and I went, oh my God. And I thought, something's up. "You lose the option to take a tax-free lump sum from your plan." I thought, what plan? What's going to happen? I'll be 75 fairly soon. I'm going to lose something. And then it said, "Dear Mr. O'Mahony, we've tried to contact you about what you want to do with the money in your pension, but we haven't heard from you. If we don't hear from you by your 75th birthday, we're going to take it away and give it to a charity." No. The last bit isn't true. No. But it stopped me in my tracks before I read any details. I had absolutely no memory of any pension investment I had with this company. And all I've ever associated Aviva with is Ireland and car insurance. So I read on down, and it turns out that I do have, they owe me money. And they told me the value of my plan on the 18th of August, 2025. And I didn't see anything else. I didn't think there was any information in this bit of paper, which I'm looking at right now, that would help me to find out, what money do you have for me? It did say an amount. It gave me a phone number to ring up, and it was an 0800 number, which is a number you get a free call from in the UK. So I had to try a couple of, I had no idea how you call an 0800 number when you're in Ireland. But I did it simply by putting +44 in front of it and then not using the 0 and putting 800 in, and I got through. No, I didn't. I did not get through. This all happened at 1 o'clock yesterday, and I was about 40 minutes waiting for the phone to be answered. I didn't, and I then thought, oh, look, this is a bad time. Of course, everybody's ringing them. And then I ring them back at 5:15, and I got a human being. And that's when my day began to get complicated. Anyway, this person, by the way, she should be promoted. She was that good on the phone with me. Took everything of my confusion and, no, I don't think I have this or that. And then she said to me something like, she said, do you have a pension fund, a pension plan with us? And I said, well, this thing says I do. And she said, look, is there a plan number on it? And yes, I found a plan number there. And yes, it turns out I do have. This was like out of the blue. And I said, when did I set up this? It must have been a lump sum. And she said, 2001. 2001, how am I meant to remember what I did on 2001? So it's only a couple of days after the commemoration of that terrible attack on America. Anyway, so she tells me, takes me through, and says, you have to make a choice. And so I went through and I made a choice. It's called a small lump sum. Well, it was, you know, the more I was on the phone, I thought, well, okay, I wonder how that bit of money grew to be this bit of money. But then again, it's 24 years. And so, anyway, I imagine if you invest something for 24 years, it grows. Anyway, this was carried on. I was told how much of it I could take in a lump sum, tax-free. I was told that I'd have to pay tax on the rest of it. And I thought, right, we'll do this. And then she asked me a question. She said, do you have any other pension plan with us? And I said, no. And she said, well, actually, you do. I said, what? Yes. I said, how much is it worth? She said, well, it's not dealt with by this section of Aviva. It's dealt with by another section. I have absolutely no memory. And, okay, I'll better speed up. A bit later on, I said, when did I put this money in to open a plan, by the way? Says I, not knowing how much money there was in this other one, because she couldn't tell me. And they said, 1998. Well, whatever trouble I had with 2001, 1998 is the year I became self-employed. So I, anyway, totally forgot. Could have gone to my grave and would have told nobody that I had these two pension plans if I hadn't received this crumpled envelope yesterday morning. And now I'm sitting here at just after 8:30 in the morning. While I've been talking to you, I haven't even sipped my tea. Ah, that's better. And I have a phone call to make, because it turns out I have to ring the other section. And then I came across a great word, she told me. Listen to this. Have you ever heard of one of these things? Uncrystallized lump sum. To those of you who are professional pension advisors or money advisors, you probably say, of course, everybody knows what an uncrystallized lump sum is and the difference between an uncrystallized lump sum and a small lump sum. But yours truly hadn't a clue. So at 9:00 today, I'm about to make another phone call to this uncrystallized section of Aviva to find out, what did I put in 1998 and how much am I going to be able to take out? By the way, in case you're interested, you have to pay tax on the bit that isn't tax-free. And one of them is taxed at 20%. You can take out 75 No. Anyway, it's taxed. And then she even said to me, and you might even be able to get a tax rebate from HMRC. Yeah, and I thought, what's HMRC? But I now realise that that's the... anyway, that's the revenue, the tax people in the UK. My mood changed for the better yesterday. And if I wasn't so tired, I'd still be in a very good mood. Yeah. Why am I telling you all this? I'm telling you all this because I suppose if I was to be a pension advisor, I'd tell you, invest a small sum of money today, and if you're like me, 24 years later, you'll have forgotten that you did it, and you might get a crumpled single page of A4 with the yellow logo. Well, I think there's yellow, blue, and green in the inside, but there's a yellow band around the bottom, so they're definitely a yellow company. And there we are. You might discover, in fact, my advice to you would be, do one today and then do it on another day, so they're not both being done on the same day. And then you, in 24 years' time or something, you'll get something to brighten up your day. There you are, pension advisor Paul, or financial advisor Paul, telling you that there's a story in the Bible in which somebody was given some talents. I think they were meant to be amounts of money, and they buried them. And years later, they dug them up. And I think some of them had fallen on barren ground, which would be the same as if your pension investment had failed and, you know, the money was gone. But others had flourished. I'm sure there's some story like that in the Christian Bible, isn't there? There we are. Happy investing. Back to the studio.